Hey, you're tuned into Friday Drive here on BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry, and we've been lucky enough to be joined by Aroha and Tonchi.
That's the one.
From Glengarry.
Yeah.
Awesome, thanks for having us.
We've come up to sample some whiskey with you guys.
What's the occasion? Why is everyone getting excited about whiskey? What's happening?
It's World Whiskey Day, which is the third Saturday of every May. So it's coming up next weekend, 19th. And we're having a celebration whiskey festival in our Victoria Park store. Runs from 2 till 5 on that Saturday afternoon, with over 100 whiskies available for sampling.
Holy moly!
Yeah. What was it like before World Whiskey Day? Was it just nobody gave a shit about whiskey ever?
I'd say I celebrated it every day.
Yeah, every Friday and Saturday.
Bonafide whiskey man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in order to sort of celebrate it, we've brought up 4 whiskies for you guys to try with us. Run you through some of the stuff that's going to be available. And if anyone's interested in coming along, as I said, $65. Ticket includes the whiskey glass that you get to use for the event, which is a Glencairn.
Is it similar to this one that we've got right here?
It's the exact one that you're holding right now.
Oh, snap.
It's cool.
It's a cute little glass, actually.
It's made in Scotland, and it's designed specifically for whiskey. So it's sort of the benchmark of a whiskey glass, if you want to say.
What does it say on there? Like?
Glencairn.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay. Branded.
Yeah, well, that's the producer. The guys who make it.
I'm already sniffing what's in here. What's
the one you've got there now?
Am I allowed
to
do that yet?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, great.
The one you've got in there now is Slane. So it's an Irish blended whiskey.
Okay.
It's new to the market, so it's only just been released. I think it was just about 3 months ago, so this year.
Cool.
Quite a cool whiskey. It's triple cast, so it's been aged.
A few different woods.
Yeah, so yeah. 3 different ones. It's been aged in.
That's a smooth number, actually.
It's been aged in ex-bourbon, what they call virgin oak, which is American barrels, or American oak barrels that haven't had any bourbon put into them, so they're
right.
First fill.
So like kind of a blonde style barrel.
Yeah, and then there's sherry casks.
You sound like you know what
as well.
You're
so
I've talked about whiskey a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe I remembered some. I don't know.
What am I looking for? What sort of notes? I'm picking up.
B flat.
I mean, for it's me, it's caramel and toffee.
Yeah, I was gonna say like kind of a maple syrup, maybe.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely down the route. You've got a lot of vanilla coming through, and then the sherry gives you a little bit of that dried fruit, kind of dried apricots.
What is the bit that makes it hot in my mouth?
That's probably alcohol.
So this one here is sitting at 40%.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty standard though. We all said wow, but that's
Whiskey, normal.
You want like a 46. That's standard.
I think that's
what's the limit? When is it not whiskey anymore? It's like 60.
No, it's.
Is there a rule?
Depends on where it's coming from, really.
Okay.
There's a limit on how low it can get. So most whiskey has to be at least 40%.
Ah, don't. I don't settle for anything.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time.
You will see some bourbons over here that are 38, 39, but if they were in America, they can't be called a bourbon if they're that low. Height wise, I think it's up around 63 or something.
That's actually getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most ones you'll see, because they need to be aged for at least 3 years to be a whiskey. You get evaporation, they call it the angel's share, so it's the ethanol literally evaporating out of the barrel.
They call it the what?
Angel's share.
The angel's share.
Yeah.
It's heavy, I like it.
And that tends to drop the alcohol. So in Scotland that's like 3%, in hotter places like America it could be up to 8% of the volume of the whiskey in the barrel evaporates in a year.
This one came out of I've just locked eyes on the bottle. It's kind of a Jägermeister style square bottle. Is this the one that we've just had, the Slane?
Yeah, Slane, yeah.
Triple cast, yeah, no, that's what you said. I'm just fact checking now.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Checking
Very
out
nice.
What I'm talking about.
It's got Slane sort of imprinted on the side.
Yeah,
so it's highly drinkable. Right,
yeah, so it's named after the Slane Castle, which you might know has been the venue of some of the biggest music festivals in Ireland.
Yeah,
so I think in the 80s, mid-80s, they started hosting them, and they've had guys like, I think their very first festival had U2 supporting Thin Lizzy.
Wow.
Was the first festival. It's about 80,000 to 88,000 people.
Thin Lizzy rules, by the way.
Yeah.
Just by the way.
Good classic Irish band, though.
I forget they're Irish.
What's
true.
Is it? What's the protocol? Do we?
I mean, personally, I chop them.
Yeah.
Okay. But you get it on the nose. I guess that's just bipartisan, eh? If you're going up there, it's going down. It's in the air.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, 80% of your taste is from your nose.
Right.
Yeah. So even though you're tasting it in your mouth, the actual what you're picking up is actually coming through your...
You're not saying not to drink it. You're just saying the nose is important.
Yeah, well, if you ever notice, if you have a blocked nose, you can't taste anything.
Now, Aroha, are we ramping up? Is that kind of what's happening?
We are, okay. Indeed, we are.
So now we've moved from Ireland, we've moved over to Kentucky.
Holy shit, this is great.
We're going to America.
So we're doing
Woodford... Oh, yeah, the bottle says so, by the way.
It's Woodford Reserve.
Can you pop that cork, please, John?
This is a bourbon whiskey.
We do like a pop cork, so it's a bit sweeter.
Not much of a sound.
No, you can hear it in here, mate.
With a bourbon, so it's got to be at least 51% corn is the
what?
As the base of it. Yeah,
what? Is that a rule?
Yeah, so
these
it has
rules
to be
are great. Yeah. How much percent?
51% corn.
So it's got to be like the prominent shareholder.
Yeah. So this one here is from memory 70% corn. It is.
Oh wow! So it's. Don't worry about it. It's definitely.
Yeah. Eight, which is actually quite low for a bourbon. Bourbons tend to be. Like 51 is the minimum, but they're up more around 80 to 90.
This has definitely got a more earthy sort of dry vibe about it.
It's not giving me quite as much on the nose. Is that just because of the corn?
I don't know if it's about the corn. I mean, that one, the first one we had before has got quite an expressive nose, quite an aromatic nose. Mm. This one here's a little bit more restrained, maybe. Mm. It's more sort of in that spicy kind of...
umami territory.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I was saying, it's 71% corn, or 72% corn. It's got 18% rye and then 10% malted barley. So you're looking at quite a different blend. Mm-hmm. The whiskey we had before was wheat, which tends to give it quite a lean characteristic. Corn gives you a little bit more sweetness. Rye gives me sort of peppery, spicy notes. And malted barley, you get that really cereal.
What's it like working at Glengarry and then say, like, it's Smoko? And you're out the bank. I mean, so that's risky business, surely.
Depends on what day it is.
Or like Friday, like today. Like, have you guys just come from like
with
work?
It, you know, like we'll cut. I had
to taste the whiskey
right in the middle
today.
At 11 a.m. We'll have a full on whiskey tasting. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of our daily life.
Pinkies out.
You got to know what you're selling.
Yeah, fair call.
To be honest, I'm quite impressed with your knowledge. I'm wowed.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory, I suppose. You got to know what you're talking about. I couldn't run your rig over there.
Why is this glass? Are you talking about me being hungry?
No.
Why is the glass shaped like this? By the way, this.
It's all about shaping the aromas.
It looks like it's funneling the buzz right into my nose.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I suppose for listeners, it's kind of what you call it, like a
mini buzz.
Mini buzz. Like it's almost like a flower bud kind of shape.
Yes, tulip.
Yeah. There you go. Like a close up tulip. So I mean, what it's doing is it's giving it air, like room and air to expand into, and then it narrows it in. So when you put your nose into it, you're getting it concentrated. It also delivers it to a particular part of your palate,
Barrow.
So that your tongue. Your tongue is broken up into five pieces, sweet, sour, etc.
This whiskey is a bit of a ninja. What's this one called again? It's like, it's very
Woodford
like,
Reserve.
I'm like, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Are you on the Woodford?
Yeah, wait, you moved on.
I'm racing ahead.
Oh, shit.
We're going all the way to Japan.
Nippon, really? Okay, cool. Is Japan known? Are they on the scene?
Japan's like a growing one. It's, to be honest, it's only really hit the scene recently, probably in the
John
last sort of 3 years. They can be really, really hard to find because whiskey takes at least 3 years to produce, so you've got to produce in advance.
Yes.
So the moment they got all of a sudden everyone went, I want to have a Japanese whiskey, everyone went out and bought the one bottle that was available. Now we're starting to see more come through. It's a little bit more expensive than some other whiskeys. Like of similar quality because they're so rare.
Yeah.
But like to be honest, we have a hard time actually keeping Japanese whiskey on our shelf.
Okay.
Just because we can't buy it.
They've got a bit of a reputation for being master craftsmen, don't they?
Oh, exactly. Yeah,
they and they take their sweet time about it. They fold that metal over and over and over, and then it cuts the watermelon real great.
This one is from the Hombo Shuzu Co. Limited Japan.
So yes, this is the Mars EY. EY is named after one of the gentlemen who used to work in the distillery.
What was the Mars bit?
Mars is Mars whiskey.
Right.
It's the name of it.
Like the planet?
Yeah, pretty much. It's named after it, I believe.
Holy hell, that's great. Why wouldn't you, actually?
So this is a blended whiskey again, but it's made for them like as a reverence to how they make bourbon. So again, it's corn-based. With a mixture of malted barley coming in after that.
I think I actually need to water a little bit of water.
Yeah, possibly. I mean,
that's cool. That was good.
It's fine.
I'll let the record show I didn't pour the water into the whiskey.
You can do that.
You can.
Really? Well, that wouldn't wind you up?
So, I mean, no, I mean...
Okay, we're not elitists.
You're not any less of a man if you add water to whiskey.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm just trying to live my life and have a good time.
If you ever get the opportunity to drop a little bit of water into your whiskey and watch it in a decent light, it's a bit dark in here, you can actually see it separate.
Right.
So the oils inside the whiskey separate. It actually opens the whiskey, similar to, say, decanting a wine.
Far out.
So you get the opportunity to actually try the whiskey again.
Mm.
Okay.
Afterwards, I'd suggest dip your finger in your water glass and then a couple drops drop in and nose it again and see if it smells any differently for you.
And then it also lowers the alcohol percentage, so you can actually taste a lot more
characteristics.
I'll just pour some in, just be careful.
I'm going in.
Now, just to bring everyone up to speed who may have just tuned in, you guys are from Glengarry.
That's
and
correct.
It's World Whiskey Tasting Day next
Saturday.
Well, World Whiskey Day, but you guys are having a special tasting on Saturday at Glengarry's Vic Park.
That's right. Now it tastes like a chocolate Prima.
Would you say that particular store is like the flagship whiskey store for Glengarry?
Yeah, definitely. It's got the big glass cabineted area in the corner if you've ever been into that store.
Sorry, what, there's candy at this place?
Well, it looks like candy because it's all pristine.
Damn. Yeah, it's all locked behind glass, so lots of fingerprints.
Yeah.
So people sort of lick the glass. But yeah, it's definitely our sort of flagship store for most of our product, to be honest. It's got our largest fine wine collection and all that sort of stuff in there too. But for someone like me, it's the whiskey corner that you'll find me sort of hanging around in too much.
Nice. And do you keep your whiskeys at particular temperatures and stuff like that, or do you have like a holy grail whiskey, like one that's like, oh man, Old Barry, that kind of one that's just like one in a million, and you leave it out the back? And
I've got what I call my speed bump whiskeys, which I've been trying to build up my collection at home.
Right.
And so, like, you know, you got your cabinet, and I keep drinking them, which is it's a good problem to have. But so I've got my speed bump whiskey, which essentially when I buy a new whiskey for the collection, I buy my speed bump.
Yeah.
And so I can open the whiskey for my collection, have a glass of it, and then I go back to the speed bump.
Right.
And it slows me down from getting back to the one that's in my collection.
By speed bump, you mean like more of a run-of-the-mill, like an easy-to-find bottle?
Yeah, well, to be honest, it's my favourite quaffable one, which is it's an Irish whiskey similar to Slane. It's the Teeling Single Grain.
Okay.
But that, for me, that's just perfect.
I mean, where are we at now? I've got the Slane for the win at the moment.
Yeah.
I really like the Slane. Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's up first, and obviously John and I aren't not the experts, so it's like you've got to kind of forget the last one and your mouth has to recover. Pop it onto the mic. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, good.
That sounded good. So now we've moved to Scotland. So, I mean,
Scotland's the OG, right?
The heart.
Well, I mean, there's two schools of thought. Scotland makes...
Ireland, Scotland fight, basically. Yeah.
It's believed that Ireland invented whiskey.
Yes.
And then the Scots say, but we perfected it.
Oh, that's...
So, yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
I'm not accepting that, actually.
That's fair enough. Irish whiskey used to be... it was about 85% of the world's whiskey production. And then when you go through... Prohibition, and then the War of Independence, they pretty much went from having 300 distilleries to two.
Wow.
That's tragic. In the space of about 100 years. So they lost an entire industry.
Yeah, that's a lot of history and culture as well.
Yeah, I mean, the large one was because Ireland wouldn't sell to America when they were in Prohibition. The Scots didn't care. So they started selling their whiskey through bootleggers, mostly up into Canada, down into America, and sort of took over. Very different in style. They double distill in Scotland technically for usually for a single malt, whereas Slane whiskey and Irish whiskey is triple distilled. Mm-hmm. And so each time you distill a product, it becomes smoother and lighter. So you get really lovely, delicate notes coming through on the Slane, whereas the Ben React's more about having a bit more body and robustness to it.
Is this where, say, I cruise a cigar from time to time? Is this my whiskey?
It would be one of them. I mean, to be honest, it depends on your cigar.
Mm.
You know, like if it's one of those real
I'm
like
definitely out of my depth now. This is more it's way more rye.
This is all 100% malted barley.
Okay.
So for me, I get lots of
is that,
cereal.
Is there a purist like which is the if I was like a I'm a bloody whiskey drinker. What's like that's not whiskey. That's not a whiskey. You know what I mean? Like when you blend them, like fuck, piss off. Don't move it out of the barrel. Like that kind of thing. Is it like
pretty much? I mean, it's quite funny. But like we've got a malt club that's been running for 10 odd years. And some of the guys won't turn up if it's not a single malt tasting.
Gee,
so they won't show up for an Irish whiskey, or they won't show up for a bourbon tasting.
That's exactly what I was looking for, actually. Yeah.
But then quite often we've given them, like we do a mystery whiskey at the end of it, and we've given them the Woodford Reserve, and they've thought it was a single malt. So, I mean,
oh, they go home like kicking themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. So the one we've got now is Benrec 10-year-old. So it's the only one on here that's got an age statement. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be at least 10 years old.
Far out.
There is some more in there that's a little bit older, but that's the core of it. It's ex-bourbon and ex-sherry cast. So again, you're getting vanilla, so the fruit spices coming through, dried fruit from the sherry.
I like when you tell me what I'm supposed to get as I'm drinking it. I'm like, yeah, good, good. That's like the best time. Someone just texted in, might as well ask the Glengarry experts that we have in studio. Is Lagavulin worth the price? Isn't that just like
Lagavulin? Like going, yeah, it's
whatever you want to pay is what you want to pay.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
you're going to say no.
I mean, it's expensive. It's expensive for what it is.
Depends on the party.
Yeah, I mean, Lagavulin, normally people are looking for the 16-year-old. It's hard to get, so price tends to sit high.
Right.
For the same price, I'd probably buy something else.
Actually, this has really come around, this bit that's been
wrecked.
Yeah, it's really come around. The first one, I was like, oh, this is new to me, and now I'm kind of like, okay.
I would go the Slane and the Benrec. Yeah, both. Yeah. This is, the Benrec is kind of not as fruity on the nose, but it does have the flavour. It's got the good punch.
It probably just means that those two are the easiest whiskies that you've brought in to understand, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
we're silly dum-dums. we're obviously rye neck drinkers. So.
Ooh.
It's quite a ramp up.
Yeah, rye neck, geez.
Haven't you been cleansing your palate with rye neck?
I don't even think we sell those anymore.
No.
I don't think Lion knows that they sell that anymore.
I think my father-in-law was buying rye neck and he got rear-ended in a car crash. And,
really?
Yeah, got out and there was lots of liquid coming out of the back of the boot. And so everyone like ran away thinking it was petrol. And he's like, nah, don't worry.
That's just a rye.
It's just rye neck.
No! Yes! Oh, man. If Brandon ever wants to tell that story in person, get him up here, actually. Yeah. Now, I am curious. What is your... If you were to sort of... cast a whiskey buyer, who buys whiskey these days? Like, is it like, it's not just for your old grunters?
No,
is it? It's like, it's a special occasion.
It's moved a lot, eh? I mean, to be honest, one thing that's been great of recent time is probably a growth in whiskey buyers and the type. So
right,
the demographic has changed a lot. It used to be mostly older guys, and they drank, you know, as it goes through generations, they drank what their granddad drank, you know.
Yeah.
if they drank Cowila, the whole family drank Cowila. These days it's become more like an exploration. You're getting a lot younger people coming through, especially, I mean, like, that's what Slane is targeted towards, is people coming
the
into
bottle
it.
It's not your typical whiskey looking bottle either, is it?
No, it's aiming for that sort of, you know, younger, been drinking.
It's sucking me, it got
us. So, things like, you know, some Canadian whiskies or some of the cheaper Irish whiskies and want to step up to try something a little bit more special without it being...
It's gone through three casks, so it gets those extra buzzes and it kind of gets
everyone
tripping
on. It's got all the complexity you're looking for.
It's a bit more fun.
But it's still really, really smooth, and that's that triple distillation.
Yeah, man.
Really helps with that. But I mean, yeah, to be honest, like, we've been running this malt club, I was saying, for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's actually Adelhard's dad that runs it.
Strong. That sounds like quite a room to be in.
And now
is there a pool table
it.
In there?
No.
Is there many leather bound books?
No.
It is
no.
Bucking the trend.
No,
then.
It's technically hosted in our wine room, so it's pictures of grapes on the wall.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And a cheese board, so.
But I mean, it's held every month, and we get between 45 to 60 people each.
Wow, cool.
Each week. It's normally third Thursday of the week. And it'd be change up what it is every month. So it's could be either distillery focused, so you'd be able to try, say, 8 whiskies from Benrec,
just
like all their different expressions, or it could be here's different areas of Scotland and what their styles are. So it's all about learning, really.
And the clubs are totally inclusive.
Anyone's welcome.
It's open to the public.
Sweet,
and
not just knee socks.
No, all levels of expertise.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. What is the agenda on, what are we calling it, World Whiskey Day?
So World Whiskey Day,
what's
open, like I said, open to all levels of expertise. You could be beginner all the way to an aficionado in whiskey world. But yeah, it's just welcoming all types of people that, if you love whiskey, come on down. And try whiskey from all over the world. And
it's a walk around style tasting. Yeah. So essentially you'll walk in the door, you'll be given a Glencairn glass, a little bag of goodies, which is, you know, never goes astray. And then essentially just stands with people standing behind them, and you walk up and they'll
What's
have
the
three
damage?
Or four.
What's
well, you pay for your ticket and that's
oh,
it.
Yeah,
so
how
once
much
you're
is
in,
the ticket, do we know?
$65.
Oh, nice, nice.
And over 100 whiskies to try, so.
And you just cruise around?
Just cruise around. Yeah, we've also got
wow.
the team from Jack Daniels have put a barbecue on for us, so.
Oh, nice.
They'll be set up, I think they're set up from about 1:30.
Which Glengarries are we at?
Victoria Park, so the big one.
Sweet.
Just below Sweatshop.
Yes,
Brewing.
I know where you are. Yeah, cool. So,
So it's going to be slow-cooked barbecue burgers on. So there's pork belly, pulled pork, and beef brisket burgers. Good. And they're all under $10, so... yeah, it's going to be good fun.
<You'll see me there>.
So it's something to soak up the whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Very nice.
Hey,
very
thank
nice.
You very much, guys.
Thank you for having us. It's been a ball.
What a treat, and it's great to have someone in who is an expert in their field.
Hardly.
Everyone's an expert compared to us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Yeah,
I'll see you guys there next weekend then.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Big thanks to Glengarry, and of course thanks to Aroha and Tonchi.
Tonchi, it's the one.
Oh, man.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks.